Naughty, naughty, naughty. You know, it's kind of cute how tongue-tied you can get around me. But your shyness doesn't excuse you for not giving me what I desire. So I think you are gonna need to be punished. I want you to just stand there. Absolutely still. Since you're so good at that whole deer in headlights thing, I imagine this part won't be too hard for you. I want you to stay absolutely still. No matter what I do to you. No matter how I touch you. It's time for you to get back into my good graces, sweetie. You're not gonna fail me now, are you? No talking. No nodding. Stay still like a statue. You only kiss your lips. You're not allowed to kiss back. I love sensing that tension in you, you know? And it's like I can feel that frustrated desire to that instinctive reaction. You need to kiss back. You need to lean into my touches, into my kisses, but that would be unacceptable. I saw that. That's a good pet. I know I'm reaching my hand up your shirt, playing with your nipples, and even when I twist them, you know, I'll allow you to make various expressions. It's so cute when your eyes get all panicky. But I can hear your breathing starting to get deeper and heavier as I play with your nipples. They seem extra sensitive today. It's funny, whenever I have you play with or suck on my nipples, I don't really feel it in my nipples. It's like, I acknowledge there's a sensation there, but it's a very neutral one, but meanwhile, in my pussy, in my clit, there's this throbbing so that when you're rubbing my nipples like I'm rubbing yours right now, my clit starts to twitch almost as if you're rubbing against it. I wonder if it's the same for you, if down there you feel like twitching and pleasure every time I tease these. Both my hands under your shirt just rubbing around. I love that skin to skin contact, you know? The heat that just comes off of you. I love touching you, groping you. And I do so love twisting your nipples. That's a good pet. You look so cute with that little bit of panic in your eyes, but also that open-mouthed arousal. You really are only focusing on me right now. I can tell. And I like it. You're focusing very much on what I'm doing and what I'm about to do, and that really doesn't leave much room for any other thoughts, no, does it? That's a good pat. Just stay still for me as my hand goes lower and lower and under your waistband. Under your waist. Until I touch it. Ooh, I saw that. I told you, no moving. If I want you to spread your legs like a little slut, I'll tell you to. No, don't get me wrong. It does suit you to spread your legs instinctively when I put my hand and touch you there, but you'll do it when I tell you to. Which is now. Come on, slut. Spread those legs like the little whore you are. Yeah, you want to give me better access so I can rub you and don't you even clench those hips and thrust them into me. You'll get what I give you. And if I just want to tease you with tiny little touches, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to feel those feather-light touches. Right where you're most sensitive, most sexually encouraged. I can hear those sounds building up in your throat. And those little barely contained squeaks. Yeah? Your breathing's getting heavier and heavier, and oh, when I put my fingers really to work, I see you can. Oh, I see how excited you are, baby. It's super cute. And it just makes it all the more fun. When I deny you. You can move again. We have things to do. Come on. Oh, you look so flushed. Maybe if you're a good pet, we can let you release all the tension later. But for now, again, come on. We have things to do. Come on, baby.